Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by AfterSight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today we will be reading from the following articles: Trains.com, From the Editor, News and Reviews, and Ask Model Railroader. On Trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. The Green River Layout in HO Scale. Hilton Glavish's Green River Layout models Union Pacific's Wyoming Division in the 1950s with stunning scenery. The 33-by-44-foot layout depicts the line from Green River to Echo Canyon, Wyoming, with a mainline run of 375 feet. Not only does the layout capture the scenic details of the region, but the layout was built for operations, showcasing UP's big boys, turbine locomotives, passenger trains, and more. Get an inside look at this impressive layout on trains.com. Building a T-Track module. In this all-new video series, David Popp explores the T-Track modular system for building tabletop model railroads. T-Track offers a portable and space-efficient solution. David gives background on the module system, takes a look at two modules, and walks you through the whole construction process. Along the way, learn tips and tricks for building these wood kits. Scan the QR code above with your smartphone's camera to watch this and other T-Track videos on trains.com video. Railroads for beginners to model. Anyone beginning their first model railroad has a lot of decisions to make. One of the biggest decisions is what railroad to model. Our editors offer their top picks for railroads, eras, and locations to help you start on your own layout. Each editor chose a railroad, or a specific section of a railroad, that a beginner could model on their first or second layout based on modeling difficulty and availability of products. Why did Bryson choose the Detroit, Toledo, and Ironton? What is the New York and Long Branch? Why should you model either of these railroads? You'll just have to read to find out. Rapido Trains UK Titfield Thunderbolt Deluxe Train Pack. In honor of the 70th anniversary of the film The Titfield Thunderbolt, Rapido Trains UK produced a commemorative train set depicting the train featured in the movie. David Popp takes you through the movie and the models, showing how each piece of the train fits into the storyline of the film. In addition to the set, David looks at the extra pieces of rolling stock that are available separately. Fans of the movie and modelers alike will be quite entertained by this unusual review. From the Editor, by Eric White. Why we weather our models. Weather or no? While we're not on the New Haven, the question of weathering is a timeless one. Looking back over our 90 years, John Allen is often credited with championing what we call weathering in articles on his Gore and Defeated Model Railroad. But a look at the Model Railroader archive, aided by searching through the rrmagazineindex.org, showed me that even in the first few issues, the subject of weathering had come up. So, what is weathering? If you've been in the hobby for a while, you're familiar with the term, and it doesn't take much thought to figure it out anyway. But just so we're all on the same page, weathering is painting and finishing a model so it appears that it has been left out in the elements through all sorts of weather. Many of us want to recreate the buildup of dirt, the breakdown of rust, the fading from the sun's rays, and the effects of wear and tear on our models. John Allen was famous for adding splotches of pigeon dung on the roofs of his buildings. A little dab of white paint, and maybe a model bird or two on the peak of the roof, and you're good. Another modeler famous for his weathered structures is George Celios. His company, Fine Scale Miniatures, offered craftsmen kits of weather-beaten models, often appropriate for the Depression era. His layout, the Franklin in South Manchester, notice the F and SM initials, is a tour de force of gritty urban railroading. Why should we weather our models? Adding weathering effects can help make our models look more like the real world. And weathering is a matter of degrees. When railroads were prosperous, equipment was kept clean and trash was picked up. As profits faded in the 1960s and 70s, maintenance was deferred and dirt and grime built up. The amount of weathering helps tell the story of the railroad we're modeling. Adding weathering also allows us to take ready-to-run models and make them our own. No two modelers will use exactly the same materials and techniques. Some folks look at adding paint or chalk powders to a model with some trepidation. Jumping into the weathering end of the pool on a new steam engine costing hundreds of dollars is certainly something to think about. That's why many articles on weathering suggest starting with inexpensive models, techniques that are more forgiving, or both. In this issue, we have two articles about weathering. One offers general tips and techniques, and the other gives readers step-by-step instructions for what might be their first weathering job. Go ahead and jump in, the water's fine. News and reviews. HO scale. Canadian Pacific D10 4-6-0 steam locomotive. Rapido Trains offers this model decorated for Canadian Pacific, freight and passenger versions, Dominion Atlantic, and Quebec Central and 1-9 road numbers per scheme. The 460 is also available painted black, but unlettered. The locomotive, part of Rapido's Icons of Canadian Steam series, features road number specific details, blackened metal wheels and driving rods, and working head, marker, and classification lights. The HO scale model has a minimum recommended radius of 22 inches. Direct current models are priced at $499.95. Versions with digital command control and sound sell for $599.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO scale locomotives. Electromotive Division GP7 diesel locomotive. Amtrak, Chicago and Northwestern, GP7R, Burlington Northern, Erie Lackawanna, and Precision National. 2-3 road numbers per scheme. Also available undercoated, correction, undecorated, in three body styles. Light-emitting diode lighting features xenon strobe or beacon as appropriate. Direct current model, $219.99. With DCC and sound, $319.99. Genesis Line, Athern Trains, 800-338-4639, athern.com. United States Railroad Administration, 282 Steam Locomotive, Nickel Plate Road, Rock Island, Seaboard Airline, Union Pacific, and Western Pacific. One road number per scheme, light-emitting diode directional lighting, DCC ready with 8-pin socket. Metal drivers, $359, Bachmann Trains, 215-533-1600, bachmanntrains.com. HO scale rolling stock. 1937 Association of American Railroads boxcar. Monon, Canadian National, Canadian Pacific, Chesapeake and Ohio, Delaware, Lackawanna and Western, Erie, Minneapolis and St. Louis, New York, New Haven and Hartford, New York Central, Nickel Plate Road, Seaboard Airline, Soo Line, Southern Pacific, Southern Rye, and Western Pacific. Multiple end, roof, and door variations. Single car, $54.95. Six-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. American Car and Foundry 50-foot Boxcar. Montana Rail Link and Berlin Mills Railway. Factory-installed flashing rear-end device operates on direct current and DCC layouts. $65, Bachmann Trains, 215-533-1600, or bachmanntrains.com. NHO scale, Pullman Standard PS1 40-foot boxcar. This commemorative boxcar is decorated for the 1,000th issue of Trains magazine. The car, $44.99, has Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy reporting marks and features an injection-molded plastic body, positionable 6-foot doors, factory-applied ladders and grab irons, see-through running boards and brake wheel platform, and full brake assembly. The HO-scale boxcar, produced by Katy Quality Products Company, is available from the Kalmbach Hobby Store, kalmbachhobbystore.com. Also in HO-scale, Electromotive Division SW1500 diesel locomotive. The latest arrival from Athern is lettered for Wisconsin Central, Burlington Northern, Conrail, St. Louis Southwestern, Cotton Belt, and Western Pacific in three road numbers per scheme. The end cab switcher is also available undecorated in two versions. This is the first time that the locomotive is available with light-emitting diode lighting. The HO scale SW1500 also has a full cab interior. Direct current models with a 21-pin NEM connector are priced at $219.99. Versions with a dual-mode Soundtrax Tsunami 2 sound decoder sell for $319.99. Athern Trains, 800-338-4639 or athern.com. Bethlehem Steel 3,350 cubic foot capacity quad coal hopper. Wisconsin Central, Clinchfield, Louisville and Nashville, and Seaboard Systems. 4 to 24 road numbers per scheme, multiple body styles with correct bolster post detail variations, roping plate versions, and top cord corner cap options. $52.95. Tangent scale models, 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. Milwaukee Road Ribside Caboose. St. Mary's River Railroad and Milwaukee Road. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Also available undecorated. Ribbed side body with coal or oil stove as appropriate. Factory-installed wire grab irons, railings, and ladders. $59.98. Walther's Proto, William K. Walther's Incorporated. 414-527-0770, walthers.com. Pennsylvania Railroad H21 Hoppers. Pennsylvania Railroad. Also available undecorated. Multiple road numbers available. Body subclass variations include center sill, sides, ends, and details. K or AB brake systems as appropriate. Full inside and outside rivet detail. Single car, $54.95. Three-pack, $164.85. Or six-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Pressed Steel Car Company 41-foot 6-inch drop bottom gondola. Northern Pacific 1940 and 1966 schemes. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Semi-scale metal couplers. Detailed interior and underframe. Single car $54.95. 3-pack $164.85. 6-pack $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO scale structures. Modern furniture factory kit. Two-story main building with front office and truck and rail car loading and unloading areas. Separate lumber storage building with interior racks. Large dust or sawdust collector. Parts to build detailed electrical transformer, vents, and four rooftop air conditioners included. Separate doors and windows. Plastic parts molded in light ivory, concrete, medium gray, light gray, and clear acetate. $84.98. Walther's Cornerstone. William K. Walther's Incorporated. 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO scale details and accessories. Chicago and Northwestern Electromotive Division GP7R Detail Kit. Kit includes first-generation rebuilt roof access hatches, switch brooms, sand fillers, walkway equipment box, two strobe light options, short MU stand, exhaust stack, Mars headlight and ratchet handbrake. Designed to fit newer Walther shells. Includes instructions. Shell not included, $25. Gotham Rail and Marine, GothamRailMarine.com. CIMC 53-foot reefer container. Tiger Cool Express, Alliance Shippers, CR England, GoTo Logistics, Hub Group, JB Hunt, KLLM Transporters, and Martin. Stackable with other brands of 53-foot containers and chassis. Single containers feature sound. Single, $39.99. 3-pack, $42.99. Operator line. Scale trains, 844-987-2467. Scaletrains.com. Flat car loads. Industrial mixed tanks, pressure vessel, and steel ladle. Fully painted, steel ladle, $49.99. Pressure vessel, $54.99. Industrial mixed tanks, $59.99. Class1BottleWorks.com or 816-243-0044. Class1BottleWorks.com. SafeTrans System Corporation Relay Shed. Represents modern 6x8-foot welded aluminum relay shed, injection-molded plastic kit with photo-etched lift rings. Jackson Standard Models, 217-971-9817 or jacksonstandard.com. N-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD40-2 Diesel Locomotive. Conrail, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Chicago and Northwestern, Electromotive Division Leasing, Milwaukee Road, and Norfolk and Western. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Road number specific details. Light-emitting diode lighting, detailed cab interior, direct current model, $149.99, with DCC and sound, $254.99, rivet counter line, scale trains, 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. N-Scale Rolling Stock, Pullman Standard PS2, 2893 3-bay covered hopper. Southern Railway, Jack Frost, Milwaukee Road, New York, Central, Southern Pacific, Weyerhaeuser, and Wabash. Multiple road numbers per scheme, separately applied details including round roof hatches, brake wheel, and walkway. $32.99, add $5 for primed for grime. Athern Trains, 800-338-4639, or athern.com. Z-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD40-2 Diesel Locomotive. Union Pacific. Three road numbers. Prototype specific details including brake wheel, dynamic brake, sunshades, trucks, radiators, and more. Directional light emitting diode lighting. Price to be announced. American Z-Line, 614-764-1703. Or AmericanZline.com. The news and review section was conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. In Memoriam, Mark Gurries, 1961-2023. Mark Gurries, 62, passed away on November 25, 2023, after health complications. A noted expert in the use of NCE's DCC system, he hosted a website explaining DCC topics. Former DCC Currents columnist Alan Gartner spoke highly of Mark. Mark explained technical DCC issues in a manner that could be understood by the average modeler. He had a hand in shaping Dakota programming software and what would become Dakota Pro. He was also a primary contributor on the NCE DCC Groups.io forum. The Ask Model Railroader section. Question. I'm planning an HO scale switching layout designed to squeeze a maximum number of industries into a corner shelf. To capitalize on limited real estate, I intend to use low-profile backdrop buildings. I want a diverse freight car fleet, not just the ubiquitous boxcar. I'm looking at several Walther's buildings, River City Textiles with the water tank on top, Heritage Furniture where the tracks run under the building, and Centennial Mills with its distinctive dust collectors. How do I justify something other than boxcars to serve these industries? By William Schmid. Answer. If your heart is set on those three structure kits, you can still diversify your freight car fleet by choosing what industries those structures represent. The cyclones on the Centennial Mills building mark it as a flour mill. Depending on the era you model, the incoming grain might travel in covered hoppers rather than boxcars. Outgoing flour would probably be shipped in barrels or sacks, which still require boxcars. But if your grain is coming in hoppers, that's a good thing because it distinguishes incoming from outgoing loads. Other industries might also use those dust collectors, though. For instance, a woodworking factory would use them to collect sawdust. Its products will ship out in boxcars, but you can receive lumber on bulkhead flat cars. If you change Centennial Mills to a woodworking plant, you probably don't want to keep Heritage Furniture as a furniture factory, too. Luckily, that building is more generic-looking and can be changed to a broader variety of businesses. How about something in food processing, like a brewery, cannery, or creamery, so you can ship out its product in reefers? To my eye, River City Textiles doesn't look much like a textile mill. A modern-looking brick structure like this would likely have fire suppression systems fed by city water, so the tank on the roof would be there to store water for the manufacturing process. A pulp-only paper mill is a possibility. To receive the bleach and other chemicals a paper mill needs, you'll have to supplement it with a couple more car spots serving some vertical storage tanks. But that's a good thing, because you'll be able to bring in some tank cars too. 6 tips for successful weathering. Jim Hopes shares 6 tips he uses to realistically weather locomotives and freight cars. 2 examples of his work, a Scale Trains HO Scale General Electric C45AH and Athearn Genesis Electromotive Division SD90MAC-H are shown here. Jim Hopes photo. Follow this playbook to add realism to your locomotives and freight cars. By Jim Hopes, photos by Greg Comar, unless noted. As model railroaders, we take many steps to accurately recreate our favorite prototype. We buy the correct locomotives, rolling stock, structures, and vehicles. We make the track arrangements as authentic as possible, and we spend countless hours on research. One area that's too often ignored or gets cursory treatment is weathering. Chances are that even when the locomotive or freight car you're working on rolled out of the paint shop, it didn't look as perfect as a model straight from the box. Most freshly painted locomotives and freight cars have rusty wheel sets and couplers. After just a few trips over the railroad, dust and grime starts to accumulate on areas closest to the rails, such as truck side frames, locomotive pilots and fuel tanks, and freight car sides and ends. Why not capture that same look on our models? In my interactions with fellow model railroaders, I've learned that many don't weather their locomotives or rolling stock, even though they'd like to. There are usually 2 reasons for this. First, they're afraid of ruining an expensive model, which is understandable. Second, they have such a large fleet of locomotives and freight cars that the job seems daunting. Below are 6 tips you can use to become proficient at weathering model railroad equipment. Before you know it, those shiny new locomotives and freight cars in your fleet will look more like their prototype counterparts. Develop your skills section. Though it may seem obvious, don't use a $300 locomotive for your first weathering project. Instead, start simple. I remember years ago attending a workshop by the late Mac McCullough. He suggested practicing weathering techniques on a coffee can. If you'd rather practice on locomotives or freight cars in your modeling skill, go to a model railroad swap meet or visit a hobby shop with consignment section and find inexpensive models. See image 1. Purchase different car types so you can practice a variety of techniques, such as weathering the inside of a gondola or hopper, adding streaks of spilled cement to the sides of a covered hopper, and enhancing truck side frames by picking details such as springs and bearing caps in different colors. Learn from the prototype section. Not sure how much weathering is appropriate for a locomotive or freight car? Go trackside. In addition to overall photos, get detailed images of effects you'd like to recreate. See photo 2. If that's not possible, search the various railfan photo sharing websites such as locophotos.com, railpictures.net, and railcarphotos.com, among others. In addition to photos, I've found YouTube videos helpful when weathering models. Danny Harmon's Distant Signal series and Delay and Block Productions are a couple of channels I refer to. Both include drone and overhead footage that shows the top of engines and cars. If you strike out digitally, check out magazines and books. See figure 3. Model Railroader's sister publication, Trains and Classic Trains, contain prototype photos of equipment past and present. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com. In collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.